images of a haunting environmental disaster coming out of Hungary this morning. A river of red sludge pouring through the streets after a reservoir at an aluminum refining plant burst. So far, this toxic stew has killed at least 4 people, injured more than 100 through chemical burns, swept cars off the road as a torrent flowed down streets, damaging bridges and houses, and forcing the evacuation of hundreds of residents. Joining us is the BBC's Julian Siddle. Julian, good morning.
Good morning.
Describe what happened, please. How did this toxic sludge get freed from the aluminum plant? What went wrong?
I think it just seems to have been that it escaped through a break in the reservoir wall. There's about 600,000 metric tons of this seems to have escaped. It's only about 2% of what's being held there, though. There's quite a lot of it there.
So there's still some left in the reservoir. I guess that's lucky. But apparently this morning, Julian, the government is saying this is not toxic waste, and yet we have reports that it's burning through clothing and burning through skin. Is that a credible statement from the government?
Yes. The European Union don't classify this as toxic waste. But as you say, it does burn through skin, burns through clothes. It's a very strong alkali. If you ingest it, it will damage your internal organs and you might die.
All right, well, let's hear from a Hungarian government spokesman talking about the very sludge. Listen to this.
There is nothing in the air, so it cannot be breathed in, which is quite fortunate in this very unfortunate situation. But it is forbidden to touch it, and it actually burns the skin.
It's not classified as toxic waste, but it actually burns the skin. What's in it? What's in this sludge?
Well, most of it actually is iron oxide or rust, as we more commonly see it. You know, that's what gives it its characteristic red colour. That's about 40% of it. Some of it is aluminium oxide. There are various other metal oxides, titanium dioxide. But overall, it's a very strong alkali, which is the reason that it burns.
That's the reason it burns. And that's sort of the opposite of a strong acid, right? It has the same effect, though.
Yes, it's the opposite of a strong acid. And in fact, what they're doing, rather bizarrely, in one place where it seems to be entering the river systems, is they're chucking acid into the water to try and neutralize the effect of this strong alkali.
And so with all this alkali flowing into the rivers, through the streets, burning people's skin, what is the scale of the environmental damage that we're looking at? How long is the cleanup here?
Well, the Hungarian Environment Minister was talking about it taking years. I mean, okay, he's a politician, you know, he wants some money to help get them out of this mess. We really don't know. I mean, we're at the mercy of the weather, actually, to a great extent. I mean, the harder it rains there, the more this is likely to be dispersed, and so the less sort of damaging it's likely to be.
Now, is the reservoir at least shored up at this point, or is there still alkali toxic sludge flowing out of it?
No, they seem to have actually stopped the main leak for now.
They've stopped the main leak. And how many towns are evacuated, do we know?
At least 4 towns have been evacuated. It's thought to be affecting perhaps up to another 7 in the area.
All right. Well, we have at least 4 people reported dead from the release of toxic sludge from an aluminum plant in Hungary. More than 100 injured, up to 120 injured. Cars swept off the road and towns flooded in what can only be classified as an environmental disaster in Hungary. BBC science reporter Julian Siddle joining us to give us the latest. Julian, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.